This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, greetings, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I'm your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures if you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being. And to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 33 years of practice in pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like acne, psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing system, it's a regenerating system. It is designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while some folks may call that a miracle, it really is just the way the body works. If you have questions about health, nutrition, prescription drugs, we are your go-to source for all things health and nutrition. 844-236-6010. We are your healthcare advocates, your nutritional supplement advocates, your skin health advocates. And you can check out all our skin health products at truthtreatments.com. Truthtreatments.com. Got new products coming up either this week or next week. So check back if you haven't checked in a while. You might want to check back. And we do have blog posts up at truthtreatments.com, truthtreatments.com, also criticalhealthnews.com and pharmacistben.com and brightsideben.com. We have blog posts, news stories, videos, as well as the longevity products. You can sign up to join the Brightside Ben team from brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. You can also call 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470 for more information. All right, welcome back to The Bright Side. We've been talking for a while now about a basic, I guess you could say, polarity or pairing or yin and yang of how we make decisions. I call it mean versus mechanism. That's just not yin and yang. Let's say the polarity. We either make our decisions based mimetically on one end of the scale or by mechanism on the other end of the scale. They oppose each other. We're either making decisions based on beliefs or based on knowing how something works. The idea that medicine can help us get through our day-to-day lifestyle-based diseases, most chronic degenerative disease, is related to how we're living our lives, lifestyle choices. The idea that medicine can help us with this is a meme. It's an idea. It's a belief. And the inoculator for memes, mind viruses, memes or mind viruses, is critical thinking. We want to be critical thinkers. When you're making a buying decision, when you're making a decision that's going to affect your life, when you're making a health decision, you want to be a critical thinker. Don't take an organ out of your body or let somebody take an organ out of your body without doing some critical thinking, without understanding the mechanism of your problem. If we understood the mechanisms of our problems, we wouldn't have 500,000 gallbladders removed every year out of people's bodies. So understanding the mechanism can save us from medical tyranny, from all memes, not just medical memes, but there's something especially insidious about medical memes, about the drug company memes. There's something really, really just there's something wrong with that. When using songs and branding and marketing and belief systems, we drug our children and drug ourselves and drug our parents. There's just something twisted about that. Last week, there was a new drug that came out, another new drug the FDA approved, for this one for improving female sex drive. Have you heard this one? I forgot the name of it. Orlissa, I think it's called. It's a drug that mimics the action of a major hormone system in the body that's involved with sexual drive, and also involved with, get this, the same hormone system is involved with sexual drive, is involved with food intake. There's a relationship between our sexual drives and how much food we eat. Yes, more food means lower sexual drive over time. Obesity leads to a disruption in this hormone system. Appetite control is regulated by hormones. And there are hormones, there's a class of hormones that are upregulated, they're stimulated when we're hungry. There's a whole class of these hormones. And they go up when we're hungry. Unfortunately, these days, we're always hungry. But we're not hungry because we're hungry. We're hungry because we think we're hungry because we see commercials. We see ads for foods. We're not happy in our lives. We have mental activation of the hormone system that's supposed to go up when we're hungry. So it's always up. This hormone system is chronically elevated. And eventually, when a hormone system is chronically elevated in the body stops listening. And then you got to make more of the hormone. The body stops listening. You got to make more of the hormone. That's called resistance. Disruptions in this hormone system because of all the food we're eating and all the ways we stimulate our appetite artificially. The hormone system is only supposed to be stimulated. The food hormone system is only supposed to be stimulated when you're really hungry, not when you think you're hungry. But we can, when we think we're hungry, when we see the Snickers bars commercials, and they know how to make us think we're hungry. It's not our fault. Well, we've got to take some responsibility. But nonetheless, there are forces at play that we don't know exist that manipulate our hunger. And when we're chronically hungry, over time, you get disruptions in this hormone system that ultimately leads to a decrease in your libido. In fact, they're actually using the same drugs that they're giving for this, same class of drugs that they're giving for increasing libido have also been used to increase, support appetite. Or, I'm sorry, to suppress appetite, for weight loss. So this hormone is associated, it's called melanocortin, by the way, if you're a scientist. This melanocortin hormone is associated with satisfaction. It's supposed to go up after we get the nutrients. Melanocortin goes up when we get our nutrients, and from a hormonal perspective, our appetite shuts down. That's what's supposed to happen. But when we're chronically overfed, over time, we become resistant to this appetite suppressant effect of melanocortin. And so we keep eating because we don't listen to the appetite suppressant. And we keep eating and we keep eating and we keep eating. One of the effects of melanocortin is that it improves sex drive too. So when you become resistant to melanocortin, eventually your libido drops. So it's this resistance. So the phenomenon of resistance is very interesting. Insulin resistance, testosterone resistance, melanocortin resistance, leptin resistance. Leptin is another satisfaction hormone. This whole idea of resistance following chronic elevation is really a major, major problem. And the way you combat it is by cessation, stopping. So you stop the release of insulin, you slow it down. You slow down the release of melanocortin. You slow down the release, or you sensitize the body to insulin. You sensitize the body to melanocortin. Best way to deal with melanocortin deficiency, if you have a libido problem, is to stop eating for a while, to fast. Appetite, obesity, eating a lot of food, never stopping eating, chronic grazing, that's another myth out there about health, that you should be chronically grazing. All of these lend themselves to resistance to the hormone systems that not only control our appetite, not only control food, but also keep us happy and fertile and sexy as well. And you don't necessarily, you shouldn't have to take a drug that jacks up the melanocortin system, artificially turns it on. That's how it works. It artificially activates the melanocortin system, and thereby increasing your libido and decreasing your appetite too, which all sounds great, but you're still messing around with your hormone system and you don't know what else is going on when you start doing that. So just simple calorie restriction, resensitizing your body to melanocortin is really, that's the best strategy. And once again, calorie restriction is always going to be in your health, happiness, and longevity interest. And that's a very important point, because we live in a world filled with calories and corporate interests and institutional interests that want us to never stop eating. Everywhere you look, there are signals to eat. And I'm talking overt signals and sneaky, insidious signals as well. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben, 844-236-6010 is our number. We'll be back on the Bright Side right after this.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit BrightsideBen.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Ben team. Go to BrightsideBen.com. That's BrightsideBen.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Bright Side, 844-236-6010 is our number. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We're on the air Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific and 10 to 11 Central Time, and 24-7 on the archive pages at brightsideben.com. And also, I have a new website. I don't know if it's up just yet. It should be up soon, maybe today. TruthNourishment.com. Some of you have asked me about my shopping site, BrightsideHealth.com. We morphed that into TruthNourishment.com and gave it a little makeover. Thank you to Robert, my webmaster, genius man, for doing that for me. And we're going to have, we got a bunch of cool products up there now. If it's up, I believe it is up. If it's not, it'll be up in the next day or two. And also, we're going to have some more really cool products up at TruthNourishment.com. And I may even start formulating a skincare product or two that I'll just put on there, a skin health product. I've got a lot of skin health formulations that I haven't been able to weave into my Truth formulary or Truth offering, but I may do that on TruthNourishment.com. You can also check out CriticalHealthNews.com and BrightsideBen.com and PharmacistBen.com for the longevity products and TruthTreatments.com for our Truth Skin Health products, TruthTreatments.com. Okay, so I read, it was all over the news, actually, this new female libido-enhancing drug. It's kind of interesting. It's not quite like a Viagra. It's more like a libido-enhancing drug, and it works with the hormone system of the body. Not surprisingly, libido is regulated by hormones, and as it turns out, the hormones that regulate libido also are involved with appetite, with how much food we eat or how much food we don't eat. There's a very important relationship between the melanocortin system and appetite, as well as sexual drive. Melanocortin tells you to stop eating, and melanocortin tells you to go mate. This is the cutting down to the chase, just getting to the basics. Melanocortin is a hormone that tells you to stop eating, and it tells you to go mate. And the melanocortin system is supposed to turn on when we get enough calories or get enough nutrients. And that way, from an evolutionary perspective, when you have enough nutrients, it's time to go mate. That's how we operated from an evolutionary perspective. We ate and we mate. We ate it and we mated. Something like that. And the melanocortin system regulates that. But we mucked up the works. Oh, by the way, the sun also activates the melanocortin system. Melanocortin, melano means melanocyte. It's the same idea. Melanocytes make melanin. The melano part of melanocortin refers to the fact that it activates that system. And the cortin part tells you it activates the adrenals, the cortisol system. Melanocortin is sun and stress. And the sun also activates the melanocortin system. So the melanocortin system is activated by nutrients and calories. It's activated by the sun, too. And the melanocortin system tells you to go stop eating, go mate. When you're laying out in the sun, you don't feel like eating, but you do feel like mating sometimes. And it's not just the bikinis. It's hormones. The melanocortin system is a stress handling system, and it's a sexy system. And when a woman goes through menopause, or if she's under conditions of adrenal fatigue, because this is all involves the adrenal glands, if she's burning out her adrenal glands, or if she's insulin resistant, she's got an abundance of calories, that's going to downregulate the sexy system. You're going to feel less sexy when you're obese. You're going to feel less sexy when you're eating a lot of food, when you're chronically eating and getting a lot of calories. You're going to feel less sexy when you have adrenal fatigue issues. All of this is based on the hormone system, and the logic with this new drug is by activating this melanocortin system, you will tell the body that it's had enough nutrients, and so this drug was first being explored as a weight loss drug, and it may cause some weight loss, or appetite suppression anyway. And then this new drug turns on the sexy system, because the melanocortin system does that as well. Best way is to use your lifestyle choices. Exercise is one of the best ways. We become, the melanocortin resistance is associated with obesity, it's associated with sedentary lifestyle, and all of this is linked to loss of libido. So the drug companies, they're not going to tell you to go exercise, they want you to take the drug. And this is a fundamental problem in healthcare today. and it will not be solved by government, because government is run. Government decisions are made largely for corporate interests, for institutional interests. It's not in people's interests. So you're not going to hear. You're going to hear commercials for drug, for Orlissa, for your libido issues. Be much better off fasting for a little bit and then practicing calorie restriction and making sure you sensitize your melanocortin system. Getting some sun. Sun is really important. I read this on the after our next break about how they're discovering more and more how getting out in the sun can be important for the immune system. Getting out in the sun can be important for the stress management system. We upregulate stress management chemistry by the sun. The sun turns on stress management chemistry. We become more able to handle stresses with a certain amount of sun. Now, you don't want too much. You don't want to burn. Nobody's saying to burn. You've got to be careful. But that doesn't mean you don't want to avoid the sun. Little stressors help the body handle stress. Small bursts of stressors help the body handle stress. That's why calorie restriction always increases longevity. Commercials for drugs are the poster child of meme or mimetic manipulation. And politicians who are promoting health care for all and cheap drugs are just doing the bidding of these institutional interests, not people's interests. Now, they may think, Bernie Sanders may think he's doing people good because he's probably bought the meme of how important drugs are. And so I'm not saying that these people are not well-meaning, but it's not in our interest. It's not in human interest. If you're on a drug, or you think you should have free drugs, or you think you should have cheap drugs, or you think it's a government insult to your or government offense to your healthcare status to make drugs expensive or to not give you free drugs, then you've bought into the lie. Then you drank the mimetic Kool-Aid, if you will. We're told over and over and over again how smart the medical model is, how smart the representatives of the medical model are. So, of course, we buy into the memes. We're told over and over again they're infallible, they're geniuses. And so we're always shocked when there's medical errors, even though medical errors are a leading cause of death. And we're always blown away and shocked. It's hidden in plain sight. Medical error is inevitable because the medical model is flawed. So you're always going to have medical error, because the idea that you can be cut up like a Christmas turkey and be better off for it, or poisoned with a prescription drug and be better off for it, is flat out bad science. It maybe had its place in the days of Paracelsus, when we didn't know how the body worked, in the 17th century, in the 16th century, when they were just figuring out how all the parts went together. But it is bad science today to think that you could be better off without a gallbladder, or an appendix, or a breast, or a uterus, or a thyroid. And one of the major reasons is because the medical model tells us that you have a disease, that these diseases are based in things, not in metabolism, not in chemistry, but in solid things. See, there's no real diseases. There's disease-ing. It's a verb. It's not a noun. We are disease-ing when we're sick. It's like we're running. It's a verb. You can't take a verb out. You can reverse a verb. You can't take it out, but you can reverse it. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben, 844-236-6010 is our...
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
He says it was a case of Beijing on line one. President Trump telling reporters at the G7 summit a short time ago that Chinese trade negotiators phoned Washington to say they want to come back to the negotiating table.
China called last night our top trade people and said, let's get back to the table. So we'll be getting back to the table, and I think they want to do something. They've been hurt very badly, but they understand this is the right thing to do, and I have great respect for it. I have great respect for it. This is a very positive development for the world.
Former Illinois Congressman Joe Walsh, running against President Trump in the 2020 Republican primary as the conservative radio host, announced his campaign yesterday, saying that Trump is, quote, completely unfit to be president. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
CardioFX from Longevity is designed specifically to promote optimal heart health. That's why Ben Fuchs recommends it.
You might want to think about using the Ultimate Cardio FX, which is a source of taurine. Each capsule in the Cardio FX has got a good dose of the B vitamins. It's got four major B vitamins in there, vitamin B12, niacin, vitamin B6, and folic acid. Numerous research studies have shown that the B vitamins and homocysteine, that toxic chemical that builds up in the body under B vitamin deficiency states, numerous studies have talked about lowering homocysteine as being far more relevant for protecting the heart than cholesterol numbers. If I was dealing with heart disease, I would be making sure I was getting enough B vitamins, I was getting enough vitamin C before I even thought about dealing with cholesterol or LDL or HDL.
If you're concerned about the health of your heart, order Cardio FX from Longevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the Bright Side. 844-236-6010 is our number, and we got a couple lines open for you. We'll get to your calls here momentarily. Please check out our Truth Skin Health products at truthtreatments.com, all our longevity products at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. And love to have you on the Bright Side Ben team if you want to start yourself a business and help spread the word about the power and importance of a good nutritional supplement program. You can call 866-735-2470. Tell them you want to sign up to join the Bright Side Ben team, or click on the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. Okay, Let's see, 844-236-6010 is our number from New Scientist magazine earlier this month. This is the cover story, actually. Light Up Your Life. And by the way, New Scientist magazine is a really cool scientific journal that is not super-duper easy reading, but it's not like a hardcore scientific journal. It's got kind of fun articles in it, usually. This is a, this was from June 1st to June 7th edition of New Scientist magazine this year. Light Up Your Life, How Getting More Daylight Can Transform Your Health. Where have you heard that before, folks? According to this article, interviewing a guy named Morten Halmo Petersen, who used to live in Copenhagen, he says, if he didn't get out, he lived in the basement. He lived in a windowless basement. He says, if he didn't get out in the daytime, he'd lose track of time and start becoming irritated and depressed. Quote, when you're living in a basement with only artificial light, it becomes clear that something is lacking. It's an emotional, physical, and mental thing all combined. Unquote. Yes, it's true. The average Westerner spends 90% of his life inside. That means we get less and less sun. We're getting less and less sun as the years go by. Too little sun, of course, everybody knows about vitamin D, but the sun upregulates our mood because it stimulates this melanocortin system that we've been talking about. The melanocortin system makes you feel good. It makes you feel satisfied. It makes you feel like you want to go out and mate. It makes you want to have a good time. It makes you want to go forage. It's a summertime system. We have jacked it up through all the calories we're eating and our sedentary lifestyle and staying inside. So get yourself some sun. And inside, look for blue light. Lighting should be bright and blue-white, according to this article anyway. Red light and blue light are kind of... I'm going to talk about red light and blue light tomorrow. Red light's been actually... Red light therapies actually has a calming effect on the body. Blue light has a stimulating effect on the body. At night, you want more red. During the daytime, blue light wakes you up, gets you going. By the way, if you look at the sun first thing in the morning, that'll also help you get going. Get out of bed. And if you can remember to do this, if you're asleep near a window, that's helpful. And before you really open your eyes, or just as soon as you open your eyes, go look right in the sun. You'll wake right up. It stimulates that melanocortin system. All right, 844-236-6010 is our number. Time to hit the phones. Let's say good morning to John in Kansas. What's going on, John? How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing great. I've been doing some research on a product I'm taking, and I've found some technical information, but I like the way that you provide commentary that helps explain the technical.
Okay. What's the product?
I'm taking Equal, E-Q-U-O-L.
Okay, what's the ingredient? Do you have the form?
It is a member of the hydroxyflavin.
It's like a bioflavonoid?
It's a non-steroidal estrogen that's generated when soybean products are metabolized.
What's it called? What's the name of it?
It's EQUOL.
No, that's the brand name. What's the name of the actual molecule or chemical?
Well, it says in the PubMed, it says Equal. It's shown to bind to DHT to protect the prostate.
Are you saying Equal like EQUAL, like Equal?
EQUOL.
Oh, EQUOL, Equal. Oh, okay, gotcha. So Equal is actually the chemical name? That doesn't sound like a chemical name to me.
I know. I was curious too why they.
Okay, so basically, here's the deal with soy. Here's the deal with soy. Soy flavonoids in soy antagonize hormones. Alright, first of all, estrogen antagonizes DHT through various feedback mechanisms, but also it may just be a DHT inhibitor on its own. It may block DHT or it may just inhibit the effects of DHT. Either way, it's a soy product is what you're looking at.
Right.
And soy is loaded with these. You've heard of genistein and diazidin, right? Okay, so those are the famous ones they'll give you when you have osteoporosis or to help balance out female hormones. The logic being that using plant estrogen is a weaker form of the real thing, and it will kind of prevent the stronger estrogens from kicking in. It'll block the stronger estrogens. This is the logic. Okay, it blocks the effects of stronger estrogens. So it has like an estrogen protective effect because it blocks the effects of stronger estrogens. But there are other people that say that it is estrogen. So it gives you some estrogenic effects. Either way, it's like a drop in the bucket for taking care of DHT. Hardly any effect at all. I wouldn't waste my money.
I'm really looking for an alternative.
Now,
I really
DHT,
want an alternative.
If you want a DHT inhibitor, a really good DHT inhibitor, use zinc. That's probably the best. That's one of its major mechanisms of action is using zinc. And we know zinc is great for the prostate, it's great for acne, great for male pattern baldness, great for the male reproductive system. That's what I would be doing. I don't know about you. It's just a derivative of soy. What they do is they take the plant. This is how these supplement companies work, all right? They'll take a plant like soy, which is loaded with active material, and then they'll find where they can extract specific active materials. So they use genistin, they use diazidin. Those are the most common ones. I haven't heard of this equal, but I'm sure it's very similar. And they just pull out various fractions, and they stick it in a capsule and sell it to you. You can actually get something called soy isoflavones. Have you heard of this?
Yes, I have.
Yeah, so soy, you can get capsules that have all the isoflavones in them, but why not just eat soy if you really wanted to do that? Now, of course, you do run into the problems with soy, you know, the GMO problems and the pesticide problems, and those are issues. But, if you really want to do these soy isoflavones, I don't know that you're going to get a great benefit from them, but, you know, it's not going to hurt you. And personally, I would be doing, I don't want to say do soy, because that's got a lot of problems associated with it. But I don't know that you're going to get a lot of benefit with soy isoflavones. Use zinc, use GLA. Have you heard of GLA? That's another DHT inhibitor. GLA. That's found in various evening primrose oil and barrage oil. But you can actually get GLA capsules. Zinc and also omega-6 fatty acids in general. Those have DHT.
Isn't that in the Ultimate EFA?
Say again?
GLA?
Oh, yes, it's in the Ultimate EFA. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Say again?
I'm taking those.
Okay. So do you know about Chrysin and Tribulus and those? Have you heard of those?
No.
Bodybuilders are really obsessed with DHT inhibitors. So there's DHT inhibitors that you can get. You can find in bodybuilder magazines, DHT blockers. And now they're using them for hair loss. But you can't control hormones that way. Hormones are too keyed in with your environment and the foods you're eating. The absolute best way to lower your DHT is to use zinc. And then also calorie restriction and reduce your insulin. That's probably the best ways to do it. Reduce your insulin. Yes, reduce your insulin, but more importantly, sensitize your body to insulin. You know, the isoflavones, the soy isoflavones, also quercetin, sometimes they'll use it. You know, that's like, right. If your body wants to make DHT, it's going to make DHT whether or not you're taking soy isoflavones. I would be lowering my insulin or sensitizing my body to insulin. Hang on, we got to take a break, John. Don't go away. We'll finish up when we come back. I'm Pharmacist Ben, 844-236.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story. But freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Okay, we're back on the Bright Side talking to John in Kansas. John, real quick, so DHT, I imagine you want to lower it for male pattern baldness issues or prostate issues. DHT is basically super testosterone. Back. What's that?
Yeah. My hair is growing back, actually.
Are you using DHT inhibitors?
Just doing longevity and keto.
All right, good for you. That means you're probably healthy. Testosterone is broken down in one of two directions. It's broken down into super testosterone, which, by the way, a certain amount of is good for you. A certain amount helps you control blood sugar and is important for building muscle. You know, a certain amount of DHT is important. If DHT is not broken down into testosterone, it gets broken down into female hormone. I'm sorry, if testosterone is not broken down into DHT, it goes into female hormone. You understand what I'm saying? This is why DHT blocker has been used for male pattern baldness, because estrogen gives you nice, healthy hair. Now, it's kind of simplistic, but that's basically the idea. So you have testosterone. Testosterone is broken down in one of two directions, either into DHT or into female hormone. That's why one of the reasons, by the way, why people who use anabolic steroids will have decreased male performance. They'll become more estrogenic if they use too much testosterone. They get breasts. They'll gain the gynecomastia, they call it. And a lot of that has to do with the fact that all that testosterone that they're taking is broken down into female hormone. So DHT inhibition, what that ends up doing is actually producing more, helping you make more estrogen. I'm not sure if it makes you too much estrogen. If you're not really taking major DHT inhibitors, so I don't think you have to worry about that. Nonetheless, that's the biochemistry of it. So DHT is super testosterone. Testosterone, for better or worse, does some good things. Gives you your edge, your male edge, makes you aggressive a little bit, helps you build muscle. And by the way, women make testosterone like men do. But on the other hand, it can also cause things to grow and grow out of control. And that's why it's been associated with prostate problems. All right. Anything else, my friend?
That'll do it.
Zinc's the best, by the way. Zinc. That's the best DHT inhibitor there is. It's a natural DHT inhibitor. It isn't going to necessarily make you female hormone. It's a natural, kind, and gentle, and normal way that DHT is supposed to be. DHT production, I don't want to say inhibited, I'll say stabilized rather than inhibited. Inhibiting is the nature of drugs. Stabilizing is the nature of nutrition. All right, Bob in Minnesota, good morning. Welcome to the Bright Side.
Hey, good morning, Ben. Hey, I have more of a comment than a question, but last week I had called in and I was asking you about GMOs acting like viruses in which they change the DNA composition of our microbiome or the microbiome.
Okay, that's a good point.
Yeah,
that's a good point.
Virus, right?
That's like a virus. Yeah. They insert themselves. Except the virus has a shell around it, and it sort of has a evolutionarily determined way or evolutionarily selected way of protecting itself and traveling around. A GMO is just the gene. It's just stuck in. I mean, they just stick it in. I don't know whether the GMO itself, the genetic variation enters into your genetics, though. You know, a virus enters into your genetics, so it will insert itself into your DNA. That's its role in life, is to insert itself in your DNA. We're more like a vector for a plant virus when we do GMOs. You follow what I'm saying?
Okay. But the article actually was talking that it altered our DNA within our microbiome, and then it became a living pesticide factory because it kept on producing.
That's interesting. What article was this? Where'd you read this?
I'll keep talking and I'll get back to the other.
So hang on, let me understand this. You're saying that the GMO genetic variation has an ability to insert itself into our genome, according to this article.
Correct. And the article was basically it's the End of the American Dream blog by Michael Snyder.
Okay, I'm going to take a look at it because I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That's new. That's a new one on me. Yeah, and then it would be. That's how a virus works. You're exactly right.
Okay.
Say that again. End of the Dream blog by Michael Snyder?
Correct. End of the American Dream blog.
End of the American Dream. Well, that's not very optimistic or reassuring.
Yeah.
Michael Snyder. I've been reading a lot about it. Somebody was saying that I was reading an article on sex robots. Doctors are now prescribing sex robots. Did you hear this?
Oh, boy. No.
And the quote was, or the headline said, doctors prescribing sex robots now. Is this the end of America and civilization? I don't know if the case can be made. That's kind of funny.
But back to my point then. So
yeah.
It taxes our immune system, and in addition to our environment around us.
The GMOs you're talking about?
Yeah.
They're hideous.
Have to attack that, yeah.
They're absolutely hideous. You know, in fairness, they're increasing calories.
I'm not going to eat the Impossible Burger, I tell you that.
It doesn't sound right, does it? Or even, that's the one that they, there's another one, there's a plant burger one, too. That was made with plants.
Yeah,
the Impossible Burger, that's a genetically modified one, too. They use special beans that are juicier or something, right? They secrete more juice.
Yeah.
And
but
they're red.
They also mentioned that then the glyphosate is elevated 11 times.
What state is?
The glyphosate.
The glyphosate is elevated. Yeah, they have to. Yeah, obviously because the plant is weaker.
That's the whole idea.
Yeah, the GMO plant is weaker, so it has to have more pesticide. And, of course, then they GMO it for more pesticide so it doesn't kill the plant. Roundup Ready.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you know what? It's a big old mess out there, Bob. I don't know. I don't know that we're going to get out of this, you know.
Well, I mean, I just wanted to mention that, you know, bottom line is, you know, corporate isn't the bad guy. It's we the people. They give us what we want. In other words, we turn to a single payer government, a single system of federal government to provide us our social needs. It's all false promises of social needs and medical needs and whatever that allows then these corporations to
fill in the gap.
Unelected bureaucrat branch, a revolving door, so that you don't have a isn't the customer, the individual is not the customer, they're the consumer, and the customer ends up being the government. And the bottom line is, we're never going to be able to, dictate, or the corporations are not going to give us healthy stuff, because they can just focus on profits and work their legislation through the government. But the bottom line is, that's why we have this corporate food that is not healthy, and then we have all this medication, because then that industry works through the government, and we are the losers because we want false security through a single government. And I just like to touch base on last week, climate change. I just like to touch base on that.
Yeah.
And I don't think it's so much, per se, people are fighting amongst themselves, is there climate change or isn't there climate change? My big issue is basically that let's quit turning to the government for the data. The bottom line is, I want an independent source, and I want to hear all sides of the issue. And I know Chris last week was mentioning about different chemicals in the air and that type of thing, and that might be, but when you reference the EPA or whoever else, I'm sorry, I have a hard time then digesting that material, because it's not, to me, it's not credible enough. Because
right, I know, I 100%
agree. Government's done that before, the economics and everything else.
Yeah.
Now, having said that, I'd like to have you turn to, there's a Dr. J, hang on, what's his name? But he has an article, a website, nuclearplanet.com.
Nuclear Planet, and what does he talk about? What's his point?
Dr. J. Marvin Herndon, what his point is basically, just like you talk about, the electric energy of our solar system, such that the sun, right now, the Earth is rotating closer to the sun than it normally does, whatever. And not only is that adding maybe solar heat to our planet, but more importantly, the gravitational pull, the magnetic change on our core of our Earth is heating up, and fissures in the oceans are opening up, and you're getting some greater volcanic.
What does he attribute this to? What does this guy attribute it to?
The magnetic pull of the sun having
an effect
on the magnetism of the Earth.
So it has to do with how close we are to the sun, like a cycle of movement of the Earth around the sun.
Right, right.
What's his name?
Or
what's the website? Give me the website.
Dr. J. Marvin Herndon. And his website, nuclearplanet.com.
Nuclearplanet.com. I am going to definitely take a look at that. That sounds very interesting. Thanks for your call, Bob. I appreciate it. And love my smart listeners. That's pretty awesome. Nuclearplanet.com. Dr. J. Marvin Herndon. All right. That's it for now. Thanks for listening to The Bright Side. Check out our websites, brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, and criticalhealthnews.com for the longevity products, Truth Skin Health, or truthtreatments.com for our Truth Skin Health products, and now truthnourishment.com for our enzymes and various products that you cannot find anywhere else, including hemp and CBD, and so we've got all kinds of cool stuff up there. Truthnourishment.com. That's it. We'll talk to you later. Thanks for listening. Bye for now.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. And bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.